We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is absolutely incredulent. We have a couple of quotes here from Michael Irvin and Bryant McFadden. But first, Ron, I think we each have an amazing quarterback stat from around the league. Didn't you give me one earlier on somebody who's 0-something in primetime games? What was that stat?
Jones and the New York Football Giants.
Daniel Jones. What's his record?
0-9 in primetime starts. 0-9.
I think him and Kirk Cousins
amazing.
They're competing for who's worse in primetime.
And then there's a Cooper Rush stat out there that now I can't find.
3-0, joining Roger Staubach and Jason Garrett as the only Cowboy quarterbacks to win their first three starts.
That and then
Cooper Rush.
There was a there was like a historic stat about people in their first three starts. And he's putting up numbers. Jerry Jones saying he hopes there's a quarterback controversy. That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're paying Dak Prescott a lot of money. There better be, he better end up getting the job back.
Nothing like inviting controversy.
Here it is. Here it is. Stats by Stats, Twitter site. In each of his career starts, three of them in a row here, Cooper Rush has thrown for 200 plus yards, had a 90 plus passer rating, and went 3-0. Do you know how many quarterbacks, since these stats were first tracked in 1950, have done that? Ron?
Ben?
Bolsey?
How many people have done that?
Ron says one named Ben.
I'll say two.
I don't know that Ben's passing yards in those first three games were that high. Obviously, he started 13-0.
I'll say none. Nobody in history.
And you know the answer.
Besides the great Cooper Rush has done this. 200 plus, 90 plus passer rating, and 3-0. Sort of arbitrary numbers, but nevertheless, I don't think we thought this was going to happen. And maybe it makes the Bengals' loss to the Cowboys look a little more palatable if you're in Cincy. Like that word, Ron? Palatable?
Palatable. That's very palatable.
All right, let's get to this quarterback.
I did hear that, our friend Ian Eagle was on the call of the Cincinnati Jets game and apparently said that, the National Football League is abuzz that the Bengals are 0-2.
Yeah.
Super Bowl team, 0-2. And he goes, it's one thing to lose and be 0-2. It's something much worse to lose to Mitch Trubisky and Cooper Rush. So not a lot of love there nationally for Mitch. And now you're going to hear a lot of love for Kenny Pickett.
Well, this all began last week when Rod Woodson came on here and on the Pat McAfee show and said, I think for long-term effect, if you put Pickett in there with these young receivers, young backs, and let them all grow together, that's the key to success. I'd love for Pickett to be the guy now. That's basically what Michael Irvin said. Now, Michael Irvin got his start with Troy Aikman. And Ron, I didn't realize I knew Aikman was got beaten around for a year. I didn't realize he got beaten around basically for three. His first great season was his fourth year in the NFL.
And then that's when they brought in Emmett, right?
Somewhere in there, yeah. He was 0-15, Troy Aikman, in his first year, and just got absolutely murdered. Let's hear Michael Irvin on why he thinks it's best to play Kenny Pickett right now.
So do we continue the course, or do we say let's try to give it this thing an injection, some little hope here? Because I always say hope dictates effort. Maybe we do just try to give him a change, just give him a different look. Just put the kid in and see what everything else happens. Because I believe it'll be a little jolt of energy, and maybe you start seeing something.
And he also, he couched it in Aikman terms of, he could grow together with his young receivers. They go through all this adversity together. It only helps them.
And that's what Woodson told us last week, same thing.
And then McFadden, you know, he pointed out that if he was still playing defense, they wouldn't mind seeing Pickett because they'd throw all these looks at him. To which I think, wouldn't that be a great experience for him? Let's start seeing it now.
Yep.
It's going to happen sooner. It's not like by making him wait, Ron, he's suddenly going to be all that much better prepared for live action against, I don't know, pick the best defense in the league right now. Who?
They're
Packers,
gonna see,
Bucks?
They're going to see one at Tampa in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
against Tampa
exactly.
In a couple weeks.
Would he be that much better prepared not having played to face a team like Tampa? I'm not sure you can prepare for that unless you see it. This was McFadden, 10 minutes ago or so with us. I asked him in a rousing game, I might add, of yes or no.
Oh, yes. It was definitely rousing.
If he thought the Steelers would still finish with a winning record and make the playoffs. He said yes. Ron followed up by saying, please elaborate on that.
I'm curious why you think they can still have a winning record and make the playoffs.
Number 8 will save our season. Kenny Pickett will save our season. And I might be a little bit financially biased towards Kenny Pickett because when we drafted him, I did put money on Kenny's name to win Rookie of the Year. So I would definitely feel good about that. But I think Kenny Pickett, if he gets an opportunity to jump in, man, we're going to see a different type ball club.
Ron,
at least he was honest about his
bet. I like
bet.
That.
At least he was honest about his bet.
I like that. So this it's not just the emotional fans who are always going to chant for the next guy. This is going back to week one, the Peter Kings and Ed Bouchettes of the world, wondering at least, if not advocating, if this could happen. And now it's Woodson and McFadden and
Irvin
and even Chris Hoke last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, didn't discount the idea. It doesn't sound to me like he's a big Trubisky guy. Now,
no,
he might prefer to see Rudolph.
He's willing to go with Mason Rudolph.
But he also said, the first time I asked him about it, that Pickett would be the better option. Or might be a better option right now. This is becoming just a wave of let's see Pickett. And a lot of it's based on Trubisky, I think.
And Tomlin is saying we're going to tune out the noise.
Yes.
And we're going to roll up our sleeves and continue to go to work. Said I've seen improvement every week. I've seen improvement in Trubisky every week. He's tuning out the noise, as he said, we're not going to blow into the wind. What was it? What else did he say?
Yeah, not going to blow in the wind. This is a no-blink business.
No-blink business.
It's a no-blink business.
Oh, my favorite one. We're going to show steely resolve.
Steely resolve, yes. Smile in the face of adversity.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, he brought them all out.
Yes, he did.
You got to bring that back, that quote. He had 8 cliches like rapid fire.
I went back and transcribed it. He said, and I'll find the audio, the last couple games haven't unfolded the way we would have liked, but we're in a no-blink business. Sometimes you have to show steely resolve, smile in the face of adversity, and roll up our sleeves and get back to work.
I love that. So here we are, and it's the Jets, and if it's ugly early, the fact that it's the Jets changes to me the whole sort of dynamic of how the crowd might react, how Tomlin might react. The Jets stink. They might be the worst team in the league. They lucked out against the Browns and won a game. I get it. But they might be the worst team in the league. They're the Jets. Ron, from the very first pass, we were just talking about this during the break. Trubisky and the offense are going to be under fire and subject to boos, and we want Kenny's, I think, from pass number one in this game. And if it goes poorly against this team, it could change everything.
Yeah, and I mean, this makes the perfect sense. You have a home game against a bad team. If you are going to make a change, this would be the time to do it. I don't know that I want to put Pickett in against Buffalo the following week. I'd rather do it now, but Tomlin clearly. Now, that doesn't mean he won't change his mind if Trubisky's bad in the first half. I don't think he will necessarily, but it doesn't mean it's an impossibility.
I don't know what Buffalo's injury situation is, but if it's a team that's playing an all-backup secondary again, that might not be the worst thing. Plus, Pickett. Pickett is a guy who, when the lights come on, and where do they come on brighter these days than in Buffalo with Josh Allen? I wouldn't mind seeing that. But in the meantime, man, you fail against the Jets. And I actually think Trubisky did get better last game. I don't think he was the problem last game, necessarily. Of course, I would have gone to Pickett before that game. But if they're making progress, Ron, and all this progress leads to a two-touchdown outing against a mediocre defense in Cleveland, that doesn't add up to much. What's it going to add up to this week? Do they have to take? Do they have to have a big game offensively here for him to, for Trubisky to save his job? Does he have to play really well?
No, I don't. I think if he plays, you know, gets a little better than he did in Cleveland and they win, he's going to stay with them.
That's a really, the in-game switch is really interesting because now I'm thinking back to the last time Mike Tomlin did that. How similar is this situation to them going into Cincinnati against the terrible Bengals team?
And he brought in Duck in the second half.
And he brought in Duck in the second half.
He did not want to bring in a Duck. He didn't. And it took, it wasn't just the first half. It took Mason throwing ground balls on the first series of the second. Like, it reached epic proportions where he had no choice, really, but to go to Duck. Mason Rudolph was broken from the Browns debacle and from that. And if for some reason, Ron, this goes way south and Trubisky is awful in the first half and the Steelers are looking at 1-3, I honestly believe he could go to Pickett in the second half. I don't think that will happen. I think this offense, because it's the Jets, is going to look good and stave this off for a while. But if it goes south for Trubisky and they're looking at 1-3 and perhaps a season wrecker, I think he would go to Pickett in the second half. Do you?
It'd have to be a real bad performance by Trubisky in the offense, I think, for that to happen. The Duck situation was a little different, though, because, you know, he knew – he had already seen Duck. Duck, you were at the game in L.A., right, against the Chargers, that Duck led them to the win.
Was the Bengals game after that?
That was after that, I believe, because then they went back to Mason, and then he benched Mason. He knew Duck wasn't his future, wasn't, I don't think, care about throwing him out there, so to speak. I think he's, you know, care. He knows Pickett is his guy, and he doesn't want to put him in before he thinks he's ready.
I think he could, and I think he would. I think only extremely dire circumstances right now would produce a quarterback change for Tomlin. Trailing against the Jets and having a horrible first half for your quarterback and
that
staring at 1-3.
That might do
if
it.
Not, then I don't know what the heck's going to do it.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
Folesy, what do you think it takes here?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I brought it up. I think that would be the scenario that I could see Tomlin pulling the trigger on. And I mean, if especially at home, and if they get out of the first half and they're down like 13-6 to the Jets, I mean, that's at that point you're saving face. At that point, you're just like, okay, let's not embarrass ourselves for the second half.
You know what the crowd is going to be yelling.
Right. It's going to be ugly if they go into that halftime locker room down 13-6 at the Jets at home.
Maybe Michael Irvin and Rod Woodson and Bryant McFadden will be in the crowd yelling for Kenny at that point. You think? They'll have their own little section, and they'll be yelling for Kenny. Former NFL greats.
The noise that Tomlin wants to tune out, it's getting a little louder.
We are not going to blow in the wind. That's the sentiment I want to relay, Tomlin said. We are in a no-blink business, particularly if we believe in what we do and the people we are doing it with. I guess I'd feel much better about that, Ron, if there was like a playoff win in the last 5 years.
Yeah,
I just don't know if the whole Steeler way feels real. Feels like something to rely on in tough times anymore.
Where's the past success that we used to rely on?
A long time ago, honestly. There are kids now who are going into ninth grade. They're headed into high school who haven't really seen the Steelers, haven't seen the Steelers advance to a Super Bowl anyway. And what they have seen in the past 11, 12 years is playoff failure. In 10 of those years, because they won two playoff games 1 year, one in another, in 10 of the past 12 years, there's been zero playoff wins.
Track record not very good.
It doesn't feel like the Steeler way is necessarily something to rely on in tough times anymore, Ron. That's what I mean.
Nope. No, I can't argue with that. I've been a big believer that the Steeler way that people like to say is overrated anyhow. I think they're not a lot different than every other franchise in the league, the way they operate, what they do. You know, people seem to think maybe they're a little on a higher ethical level, whatever. They're not. The Steeler way is no different than anyone else.
And it's not even like they have a lot of guys that have been there, done that kind of deal. Like, Cam Hayward's been around forever, sure, but how many playoff wins has he got?
He's been involved in, what, three?
Yeah, I mean, throughout his entire career. So there's not too many of those guys around either.
I mean, we're getting to the point now.
Yeah, after Ben was gone, he was the only one.
Right.
Yeah. We're getting to the point now, in the last decade plus, 11 years going on 12, how many teams in the AFC have less playoff wins than the Steelers? Patriots and Bills both have more, right? Bills have won.
Well,
yeah,
the
they've
Bengals
won
three.
Three
last
Bengals
year.
Won at least as many, sure.
I mean, Cleveland,
Baltimore,
won one,
obviously,
right?
Indy, Tennessee, Houston's won more playoff games in that time. Kansas City. I mean, we're just a decade. 12 years is a long time, Ron.
Yeah,
it's a long time.
It is a long time.
It's longer than Bill Walsh or Jimmy Johnson or John Madden or Vince Lombardi coached. And Tomlin did make those Super Bowls twice in the first 4 years. The first 4 years were amazing. But, man, since then, in the postseason, it's been rough. Sometimes getting there has been rough. If they miss the playoffs, how many will that be, half the time in the last 6 years that they've missed?
I'd have to look it up.
They would have missed this year. They would have made it the last two, missed it the two before that. So it would be three misses in 5 years. And last year they needed a literal miracle and a third wild card to get in. I mean, that's 5 years is a fair amount of time too in the league, you know?
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, when was the last time they were legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
I think we all thought for a while in 20.
Yeah.
But by the end of the year, nobody thought that.
I mean, they went south in a hurry after. And I think it all changed when Bud Dupree went down. I truly believe that.
17, Folesy.
Yeah.
They went 13-3 and won the division and had the horrible, injury.
They had no business losing to the Jaguars that game in the playoffs.
At home, absolutely.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and the time right now is 1:40. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. Call 888-98-TWINS. And Ron, I'm going to give you some unbelievable stats coming up here in a moment, including on Mitch Trubisky, an opinion that's a little outside what we've heard today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But it's also because we had so many guests in a row in the noon hour, we're going straight to What's Cooking. So What's Cooking is brought to you by Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER2. What's Cooking also brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
What a wonderful man he is. And lastly, as I get ready to play golf, Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal in a newer pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevy. Sunny today, breezy, high 61. Ron, Mitch Trubisky, I honestly didn't think was the problem the other night. I'm certainly not going to say he's dynamic or he was dynamic. I do think, for all the reasons that we've discussed with guests today, that it would be best for the Steelers to go to Pickett. But the other night, he wasn't the problem. And Pro Football Focus agrees. I think this is still Bruce Gradkowski who does grades for the quarterbacks. At least he's one of them. Mitch Trubisky had the Steelers' highest grade on offense in that game at 80.3. He is tied for third in big-time throws this season with six.
What is a big-time throw?
That's a throw down the field sort of accurately into coverage is a big-time throw.
Does it have to be completed then?
Yes.
Six?
Yes.
So, I mean, the throw to Deontay Johnson might have been the best of the
year.
Well,
no, that's a good question. That's a good question, does it? I think it just has to be accurate. Not like if and the guy drops it,
like
he still gets credit
that
for it.
That throw to Deontay Johnson might have been his best pass of the year.
Yes. So funny enough, the conventional numbers do not favor Trubisky so far, but maybe some of the analytics do. How about that?
I don't think he has been their biggest problem, but he hasn't been good enough either. It can be both ways, right?
Yeah.
It can be both ways.
Sure. But if you're a quarterback who hasn't been good enough, that probably is your biggest problem.
Right.
You know? I didn't think the other night he was their biggest problem. But overall on the season, I don't know. But maybe it's just them not. I'd like to see one game where they basically rolled out the ball and said, go play football. You know what I mean?
And hopefully we're getting closer to that point. If they're going to stick with him, I hope they let him play.
Could it be any worse? Honestly, even in his good game the other night. I'm not talking him. I'm talking the offense.
Right. Not scoring.
Could it be
points,
worse than, right. than two touchdown
and,
maximum?
And 3 points in the second half.
All right. How about this from PFF? Jaylen Warren gets a 79 the other night. And him and Najee are basically even in Pro Football Focus scores so far this season. How about that?
I like Warren.
Tomlin was high on Warren from the other day, night.
I like Warren. You know, he fumbled the ball, which obviously Tomlin doesn't like, but he's ran every bit as hard for me as Najee has.
I think he's run with more pop than Najee.
More explosiveness.
Actually. I think Najee is running hard. I don't know about smart. And yeah, not explosively. I don't get it. I feel vindicated here, Ron. Devin Bush, it's been hard for me to believe that he played well the other night because he had a bunch of tackles and one at the goal line, or that he's playing well in general. I think I and a lot of people might get tricked sometimes into thinking, oh, Devin Bush made a tackle because it's so unusual to see that he's actually playing well. The linebackers, according to PFF the other day, Miles Jack has an overall grade this season of 60.3. His run, and that's not good. His run defense is worse at 55.3. Yeah. Bob Spillane.
I thought, look, to continue one thing with Jack. I thought that was his worst game in Cleveland. I noticed him a lot more in Cincinnati and New England than I did the other night in Cleveland.
Bob Spillane has been a sure tackler. The problem is he doesn't get to the ball nearly often enough. That's what I like about these analytics. They can, or attempt to anyway, measure. He's got a rotten score and run defense. And then there's Devin Bush, and it was Adam Bittner at the Post-Gazette who's quoting this story and says that Devin Bush remains an unmitigated disaster statistically.
That doesn't leave a lot of room for misinterpretation, does it?
His overall score is 48.8. He's been lost in coverage and is just not generally playing well. I'm not surprised to hear that.
No, and he may be playing better. But still, what's the word? Unmitigated disaster?
Yeah.
What's a mitigated disaster?
What does mitigated mean?
Well, mitigated means it's a disaster, but not a disaster without bounds. an unmitigated disaster.
It means there's just horrendous.
It's
no
just
limit.
Everything. No yeah, limit. Everything. Nothing is good. Everything's bad. It's
all out of control.
Out
it's
of
chaos.
Control. Total chaos. Yeah. An unmitigated disaster. I've got a couple more little treats. Oh, this is an incredible stat, Ron.
Incrinculant.
This is incredible. Maybe incrinculant.
Incrinculant.
This is the one I was looking up when I didn't hear what Tomlin said when you guys were laughing. I'm like, oh my God, I missed something because I was in the middle of a rabbit hole. All we heard, Tomlin last year, mobile quarterback, mobile quarterback, mobile quarterback, mobile quarterback, mobile quarterback, mobile quarterback, mobile quarterback. That's all we heard, Ron, the whole year.
He took shots at Ben every game about lack of mobility.
It was incrinculant. It really was. So they brought in a mobile quarterback, didn't they, in Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky, through three games, has six running attempts for 23 yards. Our friend Ben, through three games last year, realizing sometimes you scramble, sometimes it's a sneak, I don't care what it is, had five attempts for 10 yards. One less attempt. The Ben from the year before, 2020 Ben, who wasn't exactly Michael Vick, had 11 attempts in the first three games, twice as many as miserable Mitch this year. How about that?
That is amazing.
Ballsy.
That's directly.
We heard nothing except the game is about a mobile quarterback.
Yes.
That's what he kept saying.
He's run six times.
I think that's directly on Matt Canada there. I mean, how don't you scheme up things to use his legs more? I don't care if Mitch Trubisky's passing up possible opportunities to run within a pass play. I'm talking about designed runs for this guy. If
yes.
He's so good at being mobile.
Yes, Folsey. So am I. But I'm also talking about him taking off. I do think that's fair. I think it's fair that Trubisky at times, even the game against the Bengals, remember he took off and almost got stripped from behind by, I think it was Hendrickson? He was so hesitant,
well, then the Patriot,
holding the ball out.
Judon ran him down. I think he's
yes.
Miscalculated on how fast some of these defensive guys are, at least two times.
Yes, and he's hesitant.
I mean, he's unsure. He's unsure.
Yes. And then he dove into the end zone for that touchdown, and Herb Street said it on the broadcast. He's like, that, you know, give me some of that. Get your team going.
Right.
Dive into the end zone. Contact.
Show
do
some
something.
Emotion.
Do something.
Let's go.
Come on. Get a tackle. Do
we got
something.
A lot of arm movement going on here from Starkey.
Anything.
He's gesturing.
Brissette
Anything.
Did that.
Brissette oh, my
did that.
God.
On a sneak, he got up and he was like, let's go.
Right.
Exactly. I want to see that.
He had a chance against the Patriots, miserable Mitch, and he slid. Run for the first down. Run somebody over. Do a Tyler Palko. I don't know. Something. Anything. Ron, you agree?
Matty, I think it's time for one of the sound effects. One of the two, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Yes. Let me pull
hold
this
on,
up here.
Hold on. Hold on.
Something. Anything.
Hold on.
Somebody do something.
Here we go.
It's the Trubisky train.
The perfect time for that.
And I have more stats for you. I don't mean to bog you down in stats, but it's been quite a day for these today. Are you gentlemen ready for this? And I want you to both guess on these. You ready?
Yep.
Steelers defense. They track this on Pro Football Reference. I mean, it's all there for us. Snap counts, everything. Who has missed the most tackles on this Steeler defense? Who?
Wow.
Nice one, isn't
it? Who's missed the most tackles?
Yes, who's missed the most tackles? Go ahead, Folsey.
I have no idea. One of the defensive backs,
yes.
Maybe?
You know
yes.
What? I'm going to say Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Nope. Terrell Edmonds.
Yeah, I was going to say him, but he said he wasn't very good the other night. But I thought he was really good the first two games.
So did I, and I wonder if I was fooled. He's missed four. Who has allowed the highest passer rating on the team? In throws against him.
I would say him.
Seven opposing quarterbacks are 7 of 10 for 79 yards and two touchdowns.
Against
now, two did come in that game.
Against Edmonds.
Yes, against Edmonds. Okay. Which guy who has been in on at least 10 or 15 tackles has the best tackle rate? Hasn't missed a tackle all year?
Bob Spillane.
Cam Sutton.
Cam Sutton. Cam Sutton. Where is Cam Sutton?
Has
he's only missed one run. He's only missed one.
He's been pretty good.
Spillane is 14 for 14, but as we said, might not be getting to the ball. And you know what? With Spillane, he's also given up a lot of yards. He's been blasted through where he eventually brings a guy down. The winner here is Mr. Alex Highsmith. There's no missed tackles, and he's got 20 tackles. None missed.
And he leads the league in sacks.
And he's second in tackles, tied for second with a bunch of other guys for in tackles for loss. Who among the Steelers is allowing the lowest passer rating when the ball comes into his area? At least, you know, beyond a couple of passes, right?
Cam Sutton.
He's below 70, so he's been very good, but he's allowed one touchdown. He's not the leader.
Can't be Witherspoon. He got beat the other night.
Witherspoon's allowing a 108 rating run.
Yeah. Yeah,
listen to this. Witherspoon has allowed 15 completions on 21 targets this year. That's not good.
Yep, you're going to have to get by without him this week, I'm sure.
Nader, you got a guess on this one? It's the obvious one.
Minka.
Yes. Minka has allowed 6 completions on 10 targets, but for only 54 yards. So, and no touchdowns. The passer rating against Minka, 35.0. How about that, Ron?
Pretty good.
What a nice man he is.
And they generally ignore him, I would think, not throw his way most times if they can help it.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been pretty for most people back there, but for Sutton, Minka, and maybe a little bit of Arthur Maulette, it's been pretty good. Bob Spillane, dismal. Devin Bush, not great.
Unmitigated disaster.
Yes, overall an unmitigated disaster. That's all I got. That's all I got, gentlemen. Have a good night, Ron.
Joe, let's do it again tomorrow morning at 10.
Folsey, good night.
Good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.